really the biggest thing is, and there was talk about it for a couple of weeks now, when it comes to the non-union employee salaries. At this point here, where are we at with that discussion?
From what I can tell, we are, it's on for discussion about what an appropriate increase should be, whether it's the 3.5% or not. What I can see from how the previous discussion had gone, in May we had the approval of the non-union employee personnel manual, which included the 3.5% increase in it. At the next meeting, there was discussion about rescission of that, and it was the way the motion was done, it was a motion to put on for this next meeting's discussion rescission of that 3.5%, essentially the 3.5%, but it's the non-union employee manual. So that is up for discussion this next meeting. We're at a spot where my best understanding of how things are is we have a non-union employee manual that has been approved at the May meeting, and this meeting is consideration of rescission of that or amendment, I assume, of that.
And that's what I was wanted to check. There had been some question about legality and stuff about some action from last week. How has that been addressed? Is it basically just kind of negating that and kind of doing it next week?
Well, the way the motions were done, the only approved motion was to consider at the next meeting the rescission. And that's not how it's been portrayed.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was, but that is when you go through when we listen. I didn't listen to the tapes. Well, no, I listened to it after the council meeting minutes had been made.
Mm-hmm.
And reading through the minutes, that is what's written into the minutes. And listening to the tape, that is essentially the action that was taken.
Is there a reason why, after initially agreeing to these, why the council is now really kind of going back and looking at it? It sounds like four options from Bev.
Yeah, and you know, from my understanding, a lot of this discussion had gone on back during the budget process. We have the 5-year employee agreement that's on the table. We are just completing the third year of that 5-year agreement and getting ready to begin the fourth. That 5-year package had set a 3.5% increase in it for this upcoming year, and typically what has been done is the non-union employees see the same pay package increase that the union employees do. And when they went through this at budget time, they approved a budget based off of that, and as we got to the end of the year and it's time to consider that non-union employee manual with the associated pay increase included in it, they initially approved it. Now, I don't know. I cannot speak for any given council member,
mm-hmm.
and their thoughts or intents on it. But I think as they thought about what they had done, and in the context of a lot of the discussions that have been held about trying to right-size our city's financials, that they thought it was worthwhile, at least a discussion of looking at different alternatives on that pay increase. And that's where Bev developed four different scenarios. The one that had the 3.5%, we had the original 3.5% increase, but some alternatives that could be considered rather than just rescinding would be to have that 3.5% delayed 3 months or 6 months.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what they did this year.
That's what they did for this past year.
And then it sounded like the final option was just a lower percent.
And then there are two separate options at 2%. One would be the see if I can get the language right, because I have not been involved in this process in the past. There was a 2% increase with a transition table, and that's where people who are below the midpoints will get more than that 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Positions above the midpoint will only get the 2%.
Okay.
And there is a 2% across the board. From the discussion, I think that the council is favoring seeing that 2% across the board.
And so it sounds like, really, after all this stuff, Monday's meeting is going to really shed the light on what happens. There's going to be really a decision made: rescind it all, make an amendment, or keep it as is.
Yeah. Effectively, where we are now is having a non-union employee manual that is still in place with 3.5% increase built into it. And next Monday's discussion is to move from that.